Absolutely. It's a case that under EU regulation, which is the law in Ireland across Europe, 261 of 2004, airlines have a duty of care to their passengers. So where they cancel the flight, the individual is entitled to a refund within 7 days, and then they're entitled to complain online to the airline within 30 days and then escalate the matter for a refund. While we all accept that with COVID and the grounding of flights, many airlines would have had maybe a few thousand cancellations a year, turned into millions, and there were delays. And we accepted within ECC Ireland and other bodies like ourselves, consumer assistance bodies, that it was going to take longer. The airlines then, were sort of committed to 90 days rather than seven days. But refunds started to be made and continue to be made. But there are people out there who haven't received their refund. The Commission, European Commission, has been in contact with airlines and sort of insisting on compliance, and airlines are committed to do so. So if any air passenger, any of your listeners who are a passenger with refunds due to them, we'd suggest then that they haven't got it, and it's with an Irish airline, they contact the Commission for Aviation Regulation. If it's with an EU airline, they can contact us at eccireland.ie, and we'd be delighted to help.
If the person didn't travel because of government advice not to travel, but the flight still took off, as did happen in a number of cases, do they still have rights in this regard?
ECC Ireland would advise individuals in that position to check the terms and conditions. Unfortunately, the law doesn't cover where a person decides. It is really the responsibility on the airline to cancel. If they cancel the flight, then there is a refund due. So the only recourse in a situation like that is the terms and conditions. So a lot of airlines are providing free transfers and other facilities to ensure people can book and recognise the difficulties. However, if you booked and your terms and conditions do not allow for you not being able to travel because of government advice, it's effectively no show, and you will lose your money.
In terms of Brexit, there's an interesting situation developing now in the border area, where a lot of people in counties like Donegal would travel across the border and fly from Derry or Belfast and may well be flying on a British registered airline. Do the rules still apply in that instance, or does it only apply to flights which took off and landed in the Republic?
So it's an interesting one in that there's a number of variations on that. So first off, that regulation that I mentioned, 261 2004, obviously it's not with Brexit, the UK are not operating an EU regulation, but the law has been applied to the UK. So that law still applies in the 7 days, etc., still applies to the UK. So any air passenger who flies are still entitled to those terms and conditions or those legal protections. However, where an airline does take off in the UK, it is a third country, that's of the EU. But if it is an EU-licensed air carrier and they land in an EU country, they are covered by the law. So it depends on the circumstances in which they take off and land. And we suggest that if they have any doubt, to contact us.